What kind of room was this mosaic in? We just don't know. In grand Roman villas, the room with the best mosaic was usually the dining room. But in this case, that seems unlikely. There was no underfloor heating in this room, and it faced north, so it would have been far too cold for Dorset dining. Normally, the walls, as well as the floor, would indicate a room's purpose, but the walls of this room are long gone. There's one intriguing possibility. The figure of Christ faces east, and there would be just enough space for an altar between it and the wall. So this room might have been an early house church. People have often worried about the idea of Christ being shown on a floor, and eventually this worried the Romans too. In 427, the emperor specifically banned the making of images of Christ on mosaic floors, and he ordered all existing ones to be removed. But by the date of this proclamation, Britain had, of course, ceased to be a part of the Roman Empire. The villa at Hinton St. Mary had probably long been abandoned, and so its floor remained untouched. On the whole, the withdrawal of Roman power spelt cultural catastrophe. But in this instance, we should be grateful, because it's that which allowed this astonishing survival.